Hey there, everyone. What's up? Welcome to another episode of Winject Radio presented by Winject Studios. How are you? I am Nina Perez from Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I appreciate you coming out here and spending your Mondays with me, Nina, at 11 a.m. You don't have Chris anymore. You got me. So go ahead and make sure that you go ahead and click that subscription button and click that like, share away. We're trying to grow this amazing community. You can also text our community at that number below, which is 1-843-396-2104. So make sure you do that because that is super important for you to get in contact with us in the community. And also, like, we can receive your texts and everything that you are sharing with us. So much love to you guys. If you're a podcaster, though, honestly, I highly recommend that you go on to winject.com and check it out because it is really a great community of podcasters getting together to do this work so that we can just like really help transform the world, right? We're taking over the world, right, Chris? So anyway, we are here today to talk about passion. I wanted to talk to you about passion and purpose and all of that great stuff. So you guys know that I love to get into the mind and the brain and talk about how we can challenge and transform our thinking. And so I always like try to start off with, you know, what do we think about? What is it that we think about? You know, I mean, do you even wonder, like even wonder what you're here for, right? What are you here for? I mean, for goodness sakes, you were the one sperm that made it to the egg and you are here. So why? Why are you here? Why did you beat out all of the other sperm and eggs to be here, you know, to be in this planet? You know, after all, I believe that you are created with a set of passions and talents that no one else in the world has but you. And we can't even duplicate it, right? So think about that for a second. It's true, right? They are miracles. And the truth is that I can't do what you do. You can't do what I do. Now, we might be able to do similar things, but we will never be able to do it like each other in the same way. Why? Because I'm me and you're you, and that's just the way it goes. Hi, Carlem. So just make sure that you are, you know, really thinking about why you're here. What the heck are you here for? Right? You need to discover what your purpose is in life. You're going to have a unique set of assortment of feelings and abilities that you're going to bring to the table that is going to, you know, be more self-fulfilling. And, you know, instead of trying to be like the next guru and the next social media icon and the next whatever, how about you just try to be you? You'd be surprised at what tribe you have that can surround you when you actually are like literally living in your purpose, doing what it is you are meant to do. You didn't just come here and drop on this earth just because. I feel like we all have a reason and a purpose. I've always felt that way. So how, you know, let me ask you something. If I gave you a sentence, how would you finish this sentence? More than anything, before I die, I want to what? Whatever that is, say it out loud, write it down, whatever that is, and then figure out a way that you're going to accomplish it. So more than anything, if I die, before I die, what is it that I want to do? Right? Then figure out a way to accomplish that shit. What are the things in my life that I would like to get rid of? You got to remember that you're discovering things about yourself every day, and you don't always have to like what you liked yesterday. Thank God, right? Because I can tell you about some ex-boyfriends that, Lord have mercy. So you don't always have to like everything you liked yesterday, but what are the things in your life that you need to get rid of, right? If you're discovering that you don't love everything about your life, then maybe it's time to take some, you know, do some purging, cut some stuff out. Make a list of the ways you can change your life, things that you don't like in your life that you need to get rid of, right? I mean, I was getting ready to do my gardening for the fall, and I had to like prune and purge all of the weeds and stuff out of there. And I'm thinking, what a beautiful process this is, cutting out all of this garbage so that my plants can come in more beautifully. And they did. I had an amazing season. But you need to do this in your life too. Sometimes you gotta like cut, right? Control, Alt, Delete. Ain't that the truth? You got to really start cutting things out of your life that you don't want in there. Now, a lot of people want to say that it's going to be difficult and hard. I think it's just more of a challenge, like something you just really have to look at and just do and do it. Stop freaking complaining about it, right? So what are the things that you need to get rid of in your life so that you can start really trying to tap into what your passions and your purpose is? Because a lot of times we just get like really worked up and like thinking about things we shouldn't be thinking about. Wasting your freaking time on things that you don't really you shouldn't even be spending your time on that has nothing to do with what you're passionate about. A lot of us get stuck in jobs we hate. We don't know how to get to the next thing we want to do. We don't write goals. We don't talk about it. We don't have somebody making us accountable. And then we wonder why we're stuck where we are. Well, maybe you start getting rid of things that don't belong in your freaking life to begin with, right? And then that also goes into people. Sometimes you get toxic people that are in your life too, or you're listening to toxic things that you shouldn't be listening to that are holding you back. So I want you to do the opposite of that. Which people in your life actually inspire you? Why? Right? It's important to know who inspires you so that you can spend more time maybe consuming that video or knowledge or book or friendship. Right? You can spend more time doing that. And if there's somebody who's near you that inspires you, spend more time with them. What is it about them that lights you up so much anyway? Decide to take every step that inspires you even more and do it more often. All right? Don't fall into the trap of trying to be like them, though. I don't want you to be fake. I don't want you to not, you know, be you and try to be who they are, right? I will say that I admire Chris Ross, right? He's the one that does Winject. And I admire him because I like that he's a straight talker. He tells you how it is. He makes you think differently. I love all of that. Therefore, I have built a friendship with him. And I also listen and consume some of his content. So his podcast, his YouTube, I follow him on Instagram. But I'm not Chris. Right? And Chris is not me. But that's okay. We don't need to be. But that's just a small example of how you can really take something that someone is doing, right? Maybe shift your mindset, maybe think a little bit differently. They inspire you to do something outside of the box. And so therefore, you don't have to be them. So don't do that. It's super important that you discover what your passions are, who you are. It's very important for me to walk in Nina and who Nina is, even if I admire, say, Crisps, because I use them as an example, right? I can't be him. He can't be me, and so on. It doesn't make one better than the other. It just makes you you, okay? So that's another thing. Make sure that you are focusing on the people that inspire you and then ask yourself why. Just don't become them. Just use what you can as good and knowledge of you moving forward. All right. Now, if I were to make one radical change in my life right now for the better, what would that be? Your answer to this question will really open up your possibilities. So I want you to think about that. Okay. If you were to make one radical change in your life right now for the better, what would it be? Okay. Moving to a bigger city, maybe moving in a different direction with relationships. Maybe it's starting your own business, any of that. Okay. So what is it that you want to do that is radical to change in your life right now that would make it better? That's going to open up your mind. That's going to make you really want to think about, wow, can I make this happen? And then we start to make it happen by setting up goals and seeing how we get there. It could be small. It could be one step at a time. Not everybody can move their whole world to a whole different side of the country and start over, but you can discover steps on how to get there. You can move forward, right? And what happens is that when you start to change who you are and start to change your mindset, you also will discover that other things come easier. You know, whether it's relationships with people that are at your level now, maybe people who think higher than you and you're trying to be around that space so that you can elevate the way you think. But it comes a little bit easier because you're opening up your mind to possibilities, a possibility of change, possibility of radical change, right? Actually radically changing what you're doing right now. And therefore, you're going to want to get more educated, and being more educated maybe gives you a bigger goal. And then that brings in more money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when I was struggling, you know, most of my life, struggling with finances and stuff, because we were never taught about what finances are, how to make money, any of that. It was always work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard. That's it. It was work hard. And so life felt like, damn, I'm just going to work hard and die. Like, this isn't right. Right. But the more I started to do some self-development work and some more, I started to get into neuro-linguistic programming, and I started to get into neural pathways of the brain, and I started to hang out with different types of people. My education level started rising, and therefore so did my income, and so on and so forth. You don't have to stay stuck, guys. You don't have to stay stuck. So make sure that you ask yourself, if I were to make one radical shift and change in my life right now, to make it better, what would it be? You'll be happier, I promise you. If you chase your dreams, you are going to be happier doing it. All right? So who are your biggest supporters is another thing I surround myself with every time I'm thinking about what it is I want to do with my purpose and passion. Who are my biggest supporters? My husband happens to be my biggest supporter. He is my biggest supporter. And with him are my kids. My kids are also huge supporters, right? It's wise to know the people that will stand behind you and help you pursue that passion no matter what. No matter what. Those are the people you want. Those are the roots, right? Those are the people that are going to really sustain you when the wind comes, when the storms come, when the heavy snow comes, when the seasons have changed. Those are those roots that are going to hold you up when you need them the most. So who are your biggest supporters? It could be friends too. It doesn't always have to be family. And lots of times, unfortunately, it's not family, right? Sometimes it's really not your family. They take you for granted sometimes, but sometimes it could be a friend that you've been friends with for or even a short period of time, but you see the potential of them becoming the root in your life. I always use the tree analogy because it's something I've used all my life, where I've used to get very sad when I used to have friends that used to leave my life every time something happened. And then there were some who stayed for a little longer. I call those branches. The other ones I call leaves, because when the wind blows, they're out of here. Right? And they're only here for a season and they're gone. But my branches used to stay a little bit longer, maybe a couple of seasons. Some would break off, some would stay. But the roots though, those are the ones when I had trouble with my children, trouble in my marriage, trouble in my finances, when I became homeless, all of that. Those were my roots. Those were the ones I was able to reach out to and actually sustain during those storms. So when you're finding that passion and purpose and plan of your life, make sure that you are surrounding yourself with your biggest supporters. And they don't always have to be somebody you've known 20 years. It could be somebody you've known 6 months, but they really are there to support you. So make sure that you think about that, okay? It's wise for you to think about that. Another thing is, who gets in the way? So on top of the supporters, who's the opposite? Who gets in the way of you actually achieving the things you want to do? In order to find your true passion, you might require disengagement. You might have to like really cut some people out, right? If they are in the way of you achieving your goal and want to counteract what you're doing, you might want to think about that. I'm not saying go cut off your family, go divorce your spouse. That's not what I mean. Please do not do that. Nina Perez did not say to do that. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we surround ourselves with people that we think are beneficial when they're not, right? You do need that support system. You have to have that support system, or at least people who are not against you, right? Not everybody's going to agree with what you do. And there's going to be people in your life that don't agree, but they also don't go against what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? They're just there. So you have to have that kind of support that helps you get through and weather the storms, and people that believe and trust your word. And then there's people that are just totally against what you're doing 100% and are trying to really sabotage your efforts. those kind of require some disengagement. Now, you may not have to cut them off or just get them out of your life. That's on you. That's, I can't tell you what to do there. I'm just telling you to be careful with that and really write down and think about who is it that is in your way of your achieving what it is you're passionate about, your goal. Okay. One of the other things I love to do, and this is maybe towards the end of this. So I want to tell you to brainstorm on some things. I'm going to just pop out some really quick questions for you. And I want you to start thinking and brainstorming about what you think your life purpose is. What is your passion? What is it that you want to do? Right? So think about it this way. If you have something that you really want to do in life and you really want to go for it, and you're like, for instance, I'm building my my coaching program. So I hired a coach who's already been very truly successful in doing this work. And I don't like to call myself a coach, but that's the lingo. So that's what I'll use. I really consider myself more of a practitioner because I like to see people change their lives. So some people were like, you sure you want to do that? Those people got disengaged. Okay. But when I wrote down what I'm passionate about, which is changing who we are and the fact that we don't have to stay stuck with who we used to be, but there's some future stuff we got to get done. That's what I want to do. So one of the things I decided to do was, bye, Felicia. You know, that's funny. One of the things I like is to ask myself certain poignant questions that are going to help me through this. So I wanted to give you some of those. The first thing I did was ask myself, what am I good at? What are my talents? What are my abilities? I'm really, really good with people. I love people. And I'm an extrovert, as you can tell. And I love to be around people, but I also love reaching into people and pulling out their talents and abilities. I've done that like most of my life, actually. I still have people from almost 40 something years ago that's told me your words changed me when you said this. And I'm talking about middle school. And when I bump into them, that's what they tell me. That is insane, right? That you can actually touch somebody with something you said. And that's why podcasting to me is like amazing, right? Because you can really dig in and touch people's lives. And I love being on Winject TV. And I love doing all of this stuff where you can actually touch somebody else's life. You never know what you say to someone. So what are your talents and abilities? Which talent do you even like to develop? What do you want to do? Why do you want to develop that? Why do I want to hang out with people that are stuck? It is such a joy to me to see somebody go from stuck to soaring. Ah, I love that stuff. It just like, it just makes me so excited, right? So which talents do you want to develop? And that's why I went back to school to get my master's in NLP work, because it's amazing what you can do with somebody's mind if you really are emotionally connected to them, right? Showing them about energy, making them accountable and pushing them forward is a beautiful thing, right? But what are your passions? What are you passionate about? Maybe you like to do this social media work, right? Like I spoke to this young man who works with me. And he's one of my employees, and we were talking about what does he want to do? And he wants to be a social media icon or influencer. And you know what? He got his opportunity because at my job, it just so happened that Kanye West came to visit. I said to him, go for it. He did. He went for it. That video got 5.something million hits and so on and so forth. His passion is becoming a reality. Just the other day, he was hanging out with Jamie Foxx. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. When you are passionate about something, when you want to do something, you will find a freaking way. Right. And I think that because he wanted it so badly, the universe just kind of put everything in place and voila, there he goes. Right. The other thing I want you to ask yourself is, do you get joy out of helping others or being around others? Or do you like to work alone or with people? Because that's going to be really important. If you want to be a mentor or a coach, then you want to work with people. If you hate working with people, maybe that's not really what you want to do. You got to figure that out. Right? Some people just want to be philanthropists. They just want to go ahead and help as many people as they can. Right? What activities do you enjoy? What do you not enjoy? Right? What have you always wanted to do, but you haven't even done it yet? Who do you most enjoy being around? Do you like adults? Do you like kids? Why? Do you like animals? Do you like to travel? Do you like to eat? Do you like culinary world? What do you like? You have to brainstorm these questions. You have to know what it is that excites you in your life. If you take the time to thoroughly ponder these questions, you're going to be really, really pleased at what you're going to discover within yourself. Your true passions are inside of you already, guys. It's already inside of you. It's just waiting to be, have permission to be loosed. It's waiting for permission to give you excitement and joy and fulfillment. That's all. It's just waiting for those opportunities. And so if you can't do it yourself, if you really cannot do it yourself, then, you know, reach out to me, reach out to whomever that you connect with, whoever you think is an influence in your life, reach out, because sometimes you'll just talk things through and before you know it, voila, passion is here. You know what you're supposed to do. You feel like you're in your lane. I will tell you this too. I think sometimes we have more than one season of passions in our life where we go through things, right? When I was a kid, I wanted to be a chef, but I got into medical. Then when I went from medical, I actually became a chef. I became an executive chef. I ran this beautiful multi-million dollar kitchen, which now I am the director of, and I love what I do. And I feel like that has really set me up for really reaching into people, because I have a team of about 20 people under me. And I realize that I love to see them thrive and grow and learn and lift. And that's a lot of what a mentor does and a coach does and a leader does. And I love that kind of stuff. So I found my passion. Now, my passion when I'm, you know, 20, 30 years from now, might be to just sit my ass on a beach somewhere chilling with nobody bothering me. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rican Oprah right here. You got that right. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that we talked about what your passions are. I wanted to make sure that we talked about what you're trying to discover your purpose is in life, because you do have a freaking purpose. And your purpose may be just to be the best mom in the world, the best wife, the best whatever, right? And that season may come, and then it may end when your kids are grown and adults, and now you're trying to find your next passion. So don't think that just one purpose in life is just one. A lot of these things, you know, really connect and string through your entire life. So remember, the first sentence I want you to start with is, more than anything, before I die, I want to blank. Finish that up and start there. If anything, start there. I want to thank you guys so much for being with me here today. I absolutely love this community, and I want you to be a part of it. So please make sure that you go on to winject.com. It's winject.com/join and join us in this amazing community, because we have a lot of great things going on here. A lot of great things going on here with some really great podcasters. We have Jess Lee. We have Dr. Ruth. We have like all of these. I mean, I don't want to drop all the names on you. You have to join the community so that you can be a part of it. And then you can actually be on the back end with us too, having conversation and seeing courses that we have. It's just an amazing community. I don't know what else to tell you. You have to join. Okay. You have to join. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added on Winject TV, because your girl is going to be the next. Bye.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.